Okay, Simre Samach Dala today. Mi Roy Lomul, Bamea Molin, the Ketzad Molin. So everything till now was a Hagdama, the baby sick, etc. Today we learn about the Mila itself. And of course, the first controversial issue is the latest fan in certain circles to have lady, what do they call her? Molin? What do they call her? Mohelet. Mohelet means she's Gemalet. So let's see if a lady who's wants to do bris mila is kasher lechatchila or is kasher b'di'evet. Now, before we start, we have to learn the Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, and the Gemara talks about the guidelines of who is eligible to do a bris mila. And in the Gemara, the Gemara says minayin lemayel shehu akum shehu pasul. How do you know a guy can't do a bris mila? The man ends up, the boy ends up gemalit. So the Gemara has two opinions, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav darshins es brisi tishmar, that you have to be a bal bris to be shomer the bris. Rabbi Yochanan's drasha, I think, is more famous, has a catch to it. The lingo has a catch to it. He says himal yimal. Himal yimal, mishu namal hu yimal. That's the Gemara. The Taz actually brings the Gemara. If you look in Taz Beis, the Gemara pligi, he brings the Gemara. The Gemara they argue, but tamda v'kachavim lo yimal. Why is a guy not eligible to do bris mila? Rav amar mishum va'atas brisi tishmar. Rabbi Yochanan mediksev himal yimal, hamal hu yimal. My beinayu, let me finish. My beinayu, what's the nefka mita between them? Ike beinayu isha. It's tricky. Nefka mita is a woman. Which way? You should have at least cheated and looked ahead. You would have gotten it right. Logically, I agree with what you're saying. The Gemara says ike beinayu isha. Ike beinayu isha. Le'rav leka. Isha la besmili. Yeah, but the Gemara says the opposite of what you would think. Like Rav, es brisi tishmar, you have to be mechayiv in bris, a woman is not eligible. Rav Yechanan Ika, Rav Yechanan, a woman is eligible to do a bris. The itza commanded mihili damya. Now I would have thought, himal yimal, hamal yimal, a woman's not kamalit, like you said. A woman's not kamalit, how could she do it? The Gemara says no. The Gemara brings a Mishnah in the Darim. It says if someone makes a neder, he's not going to have anah from any oral. So he's mutter to have anah from an isha. Because the isha, well, she's not an oral, that we understand. But the Gemara says that she's not an oral, so the Gemara here says, by an isha, it's not a concern of hamol misha humol hu yimol, he's not missing mila. So nafkamina is isha. So we have machlekes Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Today, you want to know if ladies can be a male, it's machlekes Rav Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara asks from Sipaira, not going to like the terrace. The Gemara asks, how did Sipaira do bris mila? So the Gemara answers, al yidei acher. That's Gemara. Al yidei acher, she got someone else. But tikach Sipaira tzar, tikach tzar lovi, no, you're not a lamdin. Shluch ha-shaladam kimaisai. So she made a shliach. What? Oh, so how did she get a Jew? That's the problem. How did she get a Jew? But it's because nefesh to do a bris, not because nefesh to do a non-bris. So you have to do a bris, but if she does it, it doesn't. It's not a bris. So that's the question. Who else did she get? Very hard. Very hard. What? Maybe they had to do a toughest time bris afterwards. Just took off the yarla. Could be, or could be they got one of the Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Keturah. But this was this is the second son, so maybe she got the oldest son to be Mal, the second son. Interesting. He wasn't old enough. It was a cotton kasher. Cotton's kasher. We're going to see in a minute.
How old was he?
So
maybe how could she make a shliach?
He's less than a year old. So maybe before Matan Torah, you don't have to be a bachiyuv. You only have to be a bachiyuv as Bnei Avraham. So. I don't know if anybody asked, but not on the page. So I don't know. What? Oh, so we're going to have that here in the Mechaber. Okay, what about Mesuecha Machmasvila? So let's learn the Mechaber. Our issue, a guy certainly is not eligible to do a bris. Our issue, like the women issue, became an issue now. And the Mummer issue is also an issue. But this issue really comes up a lot with Bali Tshuva, who had a bris. Many of them had a bris before 8 days old. So it's a problem, that in the hospital. But some others, at least they had some type of traditional bris. But they're not sure if the Mayol was a firm person or not. So they have two issues. One is the issue of a woman, and one is the issue of a mummer. The issue of a cotton being a mayol is theoretical. I don't think anybody was ready to hire a cotton to be a mayol. But lemaisa, these are the issues here. Let's learn the Mechaber and the Ramah. We're going to talk about that. If you have to have kavana, if kavana is ma'akiv, lechatchil a mitzvah shichas kavana. If you get schar for a mitzvah, you need kavana. But is that ma'akiv in the bris? So we'll see if some sefer says it does. Hakol k'sherin lamal. Look at the Mechaber. Afilu eved, isha v'kot. So Mechaber says that a woman is eligible to do, which means he paskins like Rabbi Yechanan. What's the rule, Rav Rabbi Yechanan? Like Rabbi Yechanan. Very good. So Mechaber paskins like Rabbi Yechanan. Plus, what about a mummer? So look at the Mechaber. V'oral Yisrael, an oral Yisrael is allowed to do mila, if shemei suecha machmas mila. If his brothers died machmas mila, so that shach aleph, avol miskavin lohafe bris loy. But if he's not mesuach machmas mila, he just doesn't believe in bris mila, he's not eligible. So the Mechaber is machshir in isha, and pasels a mummer. Vim yesh Yisrael gadol sheyedei alamol, hu kaidim lekulam. Certainly, Yisrael gadol has kedima to an isha, an eved or a katan. So the Ramah brings that a woman is not eligible to do bris mila, and l'chayri he's paskening like Rav. The Ramah says, and that's the minig. The minig is to be mahadari after a man. So it comes out as a chiluk to the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber says a woman is kosher. Ramah says not. Right, so the Mechaber says he's kosher, and the Ramah says no, you read Noigim Lahadir Acharish. Yeshem Disha Lo Yisima. El Bechein Noigim. I mean, Lahadir means if you're stuck, maybe it could be done differently. It's a hither. I hear. The Shach in Beis. The Shach says, Lo yodana maika amar. What's chenoy again? How can you have a minig on a lady mayol? No gam lo mechaber Yisrael gadol kaidim l'kulan. Shavach yidag lahadar acharish. Even like the mechaber, you would get a man, not a woman. Vim daite lo yodana de fila hecha de leki Yisrael gadol einaisim l'ishalamol. You say, even when there's no man available, there are more holes, still don't give it to a lady. V'nei gil lahadar achar gadol. Mishim di'isha einik sheir alamol. The Ramah means she's not kosher. Kwan she's a bach. So that's a smack. Because my Mordechai. They fill the ever makom she'enish in isha mala. Im kei lo shach b'zeh loymer v'chein noyagin. Now this is the shach. A number of places in Shulchan Aruch. He says, how can you say v'chein noyagin on something that barely ever comes up? What shach v'chein noyagin? That if there's no man available to do the bris mila, the minig is not to get a lady. What's a minig? You can't have a minig on something that's not shliach. But dov shein a motzi, ain't by minig. Kvais lakum tzadik gimel. Oida fill a nogu kach. Hanu mishim shein nashim yoydei slamo. And maybe if the minig is that way, because no women are trained to be ma'elim. The tzarechim. See, remains in the tzarechim. What shay for chay nai again? The loshen lahadar acharish is mashu that way. Although the Shach apparently, now look in the Gra involved. The Gra involved says on the Lashav Chaynegal HaDerech HaRish, Devar of Tumuin. The Sori Rishayna Leida B'zeh. Sori Rishayna also says it's better to have an Ish. So it's very funny. The Ramah is not arguing that. Well, Yeh Shayim and Disha Leis Samos is saying that it's Osir.
No, he's saying he didn't say it's Osir. He said an Ish shouldn't do it. I mean, so what's the
Taz also, Taz says, Pasach HaYeshayimim Karav. The Yeshayimim Pasach is like Rav. Question is, what's the meaning? So the minig is to be chayshish for the shita that passes in isha. That's what it says l'chein ha'egin. Now, what does that mean, l'maisa? So you're right. It always says l'chein ha'egin l'hader, but l'maisa it's l'chein ha'egin l'hader. That's the bottom. The bottom line minig is l'chein l'hader chareish. So what? Yeah, it hasn't yet happened. Baruch Hashem, in the United States, that somebody should be not available. That doesn't happen, but that's what he's saying. What's the chayin noyagim? Well, shayf the chayin noyagim.
In terms of the chiyuv, if the father isn't the line, doesn't the
chiyuv
go to the mother?
No, the Gemara says that kashetziva oisai, oisai v'lo oisai, that a woman is not, the mother is not out there. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, al oivek echavim, afilu humal, lo yomul klal, a guy, even if he had a circumcision, he shouldn't do a bris milah. V'imal ain't tzarech laza v'lomul pamshenis. Again, we have machlekes machaber Ramah. Machaber says there's no chiyuv to be chayzer amayil. Ramah says yeshem dechayom laza lahatim menu dam bris v'cheiniker. And again, the Ramah is machmir, and he says that if a guy does that, you nuna nu atafas dam bris. And it's interesting that the shach says shach gimel. So we have Bali Tshuva, whose original bris was done by a guy, very often was done too early anyway, and we do our toughest dam bris. We do our toughest dam bris in order to yes.
Doesn't
it so have to
only have
this kind of base by Moltech Shmoina? It's one issue.
And then there's no oil.
There's no oil, but the mice in the shach there also argue, right? And here we're saying when a guy does it, even on the eighth day, they're two separate issues. One of it's done early, and that's takamachlaikis earlier. If somebody doesn't want, so what are you going to do? There's he has a ramah. Someone doesn't want a tofes dam bris. But at what? Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to have later that Milo L'Shem Yahadus. We're going to learn later. It's interesting. There's a Ramban that Ramesh is Saimachon, at least, maybe it's a hinder, not to be Saimachon Alamaisa. Very often you have a child who was born, and the family thought that they're Jewish. Thought they're Jewish. It's come up in regular from families in Flatbush, where a grandmother was adopted at some point and married a regular from man, grew up as a from man, had children, had grandchildren. And somewhere down the line, someone starts to question the adoption. And the from world wasn't so sophisticated in the 40s and the 50s. And people adopted babies and got letters from the adoption agency that child is Jewish, and they relied on that without any raya. So, misafik, we do a bris milah on the Gerus, rather, on the descendants. And whoever we can get, we do a bris milah. It's interesting, sugya, in Ksubis, at the end of the first parak, people don't realize it when they learn it. The Rabbanan said, you may trey ruvi, two rives. You're not semach on one rive to establish that someone is Jewish. The Gemara there talks about a child that was born in a city where most of the people in the city are Jews. So called the Parish Meruba Parish, assuming it's Parish, whatever the case may be. You say Mechad Rive. Rabbanan say you need Trey Ruvi, you need a double Rive, what the Gemara calls Rive Ha'ir and Rive Shiarais, Rive of the people who visit. Very hard to know how that translates Halacha L'maisa. I once went to Rabbi Yashiv to get clarity on it for a Flatbush family. I went to him, and someone filmed it because he started to say, sounded to me like he was starting to say it to be Makel in this case. And then he caught himself in the middle. He asked me if I hired a lawyer to try to get the paperwork opened up. I said no. And he said, first hire a lawyer and then come back to me. And he didn't want to answer me afterwards. And at the end, we hired a lawyer. And this was in Connecticut. A crazy law in Connecticut. The only way you can open up to reveal if the adopted child's true parents is if the agency gets a request from both the child and the true parent. They both have to request it. Since they don't know who each other are, and they don't communicate one with the other, the odds of that happening are minuscule. So Lamaisa weren't able to get it open, and we did a geiris on all of the children. So the question is, what about Bris Mila? You have a boy, in this case a regular yeshiva boy, he was learning a base medrash. He was an 18-year-old boy. And what about a Tofas Dan Bris? You know, take him to the mikveh and Kabbalah's mitzvahs is easy. But whatever, there was no Bris L'shem Geiris. At the Bris, they thought he's a regular Jew. Maybe he is. So the Ramban says that any Bris L'shem Yahadus is good. You don't need a Bris L'shem Geiris. You need a Bris L'shem Yahadus. If they do a circumcision because Goyim do circumcisions, that doesn't count. But if they do it because they feel the child is a Jew, a Bris L'shem Yahadus, then that counts as it's good enough for a Bris L'shem Geiris. No, it's a bris for someone who is a frumiyid. He's nichtes into brisi tishmar. So I think it's a Ramban. Ramban says it's okay. Ramesha says that you could rely on it. Certainly in our case, which was a suffik, I mean, Atayri was Jewish. It was an adoption that took place in 57 in a Jewish Board of Family Services somewhere in Connecticut. And certainly Roiv in the 50s, Roiv of the Jews that came were really Jews. And so therefore it was Saimachan this Ramban. Ramai says he could be Saimachan. So how did this come up? Someone asked what about the Ethiopians. So Ethiopians, the question if the model was a Jew. The bris itself, that's what the issue there is. This issue there is not the meal itself, the issue is the mayo. But what? If a guy does bris mila, there's no machlaikis. If with chayshin, that the one who did the Mila was an Ethiopian Jew himself, and the Chayshish is that he wasn't Jewish, then it doesn't help anything. Oh, Ain't Tzarech Lazer Balamo, but as I said, but the Rambam says, you need a new Atafas Dan Bris, and he says that the Beis Yosef is maskim to that. So I don't know. What they say about the Machaber, I have no idea. I don't know the history of it. You think they were? Okay. Okay. I'm not familiar with the issue in the case of the Ethiopians. The Ramah Viter.
I know someone who had it. It's
unpleasant, that's okay.
I mean, it's an unpleasant thing to have this also, but I don't think it's the
as what's in the barbershop, there's a big line. So somebody was ahead of us on the line, he went over, said, what kind of haircut do you want? It was a big line. He said, if I give you a zero, it goes real fast. So somebody said, yeah, if you had this cup, you know. So Jesus said, toughest that bris, no big deal. You know, if you had this cup, you know, no, it's not a big deal. Not everyone feels that way, unfortunately.
I think it's more the psychological.
It could be. The psychological pain is the true pain.
We're talking about this guy. He had a bris that day. It was a wine or a brokers and they did everything. Or some male who works in the hospital who knows that this is a Jewish, so he had in his mind.
It's not different. The brachis and the setting doesn't change anything. If it's it's got to be 8 days old, it's got to be 8 days old, which is usually the hospital issue. They do it less than 8 days old. 8 days old? Yeah, sure makes a
bracha.
Sure makes a bracha.
They all do it.
It's not common that they do a hospital an 8 day old bris unless the parents want it. Unless the parents want it as yadus. If they want it because people do it, they usually do it less than 8 days old. Yeah, the baby's not in the hospital 8 days old. Ramah, Mumer Chalatayra Kulay, Shemumer La'arelus, Dine Ka'ivik Echadim. Okay, here we have the issue of a mummer. We have something which occurs every once in a while in Shulchan Aruch, and causes a lot of problems. I want to explain. When you read this page, what's the din of a mumer? Well, the Rama says, dinei kaveh kechavim. A mumer is like a guy, a fraya yid, is like a mumer. Now, the Shach says it doesn't mean dinei kaveh kechavim, that his kedushin is not a kedushin. So Shach Dalet says, klaim alinyan mila dinei kaveh kechavim. Shai devarim, a mumer is a yid. What about the Mechaber? The Mechaber seems told the same way. The Mechaber said, only mesu echa machmas mila. If it's not mesu echa machmas mila, then a mumer is possible. So it seems that you guys got to whisper if you don't mind. The what? It says no machlokes. What? What is the Rama? Well, he's saying it befamish. The Mechaber said meisuach machmas mila. He's saying mumer. The major issue in here, this happens every once in a while. So when you learn the page here, it comes out one way. When you learn the page in Gemara, it comes out fakert. The Gemara says ike benayu isha, as I told you before. And Tosis asks, ike benayu isha, the isha himo yimo, it says in Masechtas Nedarim that a woman is not considered an aru. So, frek Tosis, why don't you say ike benayu mumer? Because the same Gemara that says a noida me'areilim is mutabi Yisrael, is even Yisrael mumer. Because the Gemara says areilim is a title for Goyim. If it's a raya from that Gemara, this is Tosis kasha. And Tosis says, Tosis answers, no, because the mumer is kasha l'kuli alma. He's in Brisi Tishmar, he's mechuyev in the Bris of Mila. So Tosis says b'feirish on the page that a mumer is kasher, and he learns it into the Gemara. And the question is why the Mechaber and the Rama are ignoring that and just passing a mumer. You see, there's a long Rabbi Kiva Eger, the second Rabbi Kiva Eger on the page. And Rabbi Kiva Eger here has this difficulty into why the Aruch HaShulchan as well has a long arichus to try to figure out why we're assuming that a mumer is possible connected the mashmais of the Gemara. The Gemara says the isha is kshera, like the Madiyamish is kshera. Says isha is kshera, she's called himal yimal because of the Mishnah Nedarim. Mishnah Nedarim is machshav mumer too. So we have here a major problem. It's such a big issue that the Aruch HaShulchan is madchik. I think you'll agree it's a daichik. That really a mumer is kosher. Just he's not neman that he did it right. You'll say, I mean, he's not neman. You take a look at the baby. It's not true. It's possible to fold back the arla, to cut off the tip of the arla, and fold everything back under the arapriya. So Aruch HaShulchan says maybe the Rama means that a mumer is not neman. If somebody is watching, then it's good. That doesn't fit. The Rama's lashon is dinei kaveh kechavim. Well, if you hold this brisi tishmar, he's in bris. He's in the bris. Well, he's a selected dinim. The dinim that he's no, it's not absolutely true. I understand. He's not a guy for everything. If he's mekadosh an isha, it's a kedushin. So you know, he's not a guy for everything. You have to look in each sugya. So that's Rabbi Kivega's arichus. So we'll look in the Pesach Tshuva in a moment. Just Rabbi Kivega at the end of the Rabbi Kivega. First, I want to show you the Gra test seems to argue. The Gra test, what? The Gra test says Afilu Rabbi Yechon Bala Iter Aval Taisa Sham Kasula Hepach. I once read you in Igros Chazaynish that whenever the Gra says Aval, when he brings the Machlekes Rishayim, if he says Bala Iter Deloy Ketaisis, then he's passing like the Bala Iter. He says Aval, the Chazaynish means he's passing like the second Shita. He says Aval Taisis Kasula Hepach. So the Gra seems to hold that the mumer is kosher. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a long arichus. Let's get to his bottom line. And not literally line, let's say the bottom of four lines. He says, three lines at the bottom, the first word. Lamar de Kaimalon, Isha Ksheira. We paskin a woman is Ksheira, she's in the end of Mishnah in the Darim. Hachinabi b'mumal chalatayra. She also be kasha. Imken al kaponim b'dieved, b'mol, b'dieved. If you're ready, you have about children. He had a bris. The bris was by a mumer. The das mora the filo by kechavim itzarch latif dam bris, The sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is even by a guy. You don't need a tough as dambris. You should at least rely on that by a mumer. The efshir the gamar ramah. But like us of tchila mumel chalatera dina kevin kachavim. Va'kach v'yesh oimrim the chayav la'azol la'atif dambris. Efshir the loy machra la'arma came by mumer. From the Seder Advarim, he's saying, maybe the Ramah didn't have an Achra. Mashkodir Kachavim Hainu, Bemedai Bechavim Lekuliyam Apostle. Avalainyin of Aromal, Loi. So he goes so far to try to be Matchik into the Lashon of the Ramah. He didn't mean that of Aromal, Loi. He only meant to Paslum Lechatchila. It doesn't fit well into the Lashon of the Ramah, but I'd kind of Advarim Agiyim, that at least when you have a Suffolk, if the man was a Mummer, some type of suffix if the male was a mummer, that you could be makel, because we have lamaisa, we have mekilim. Now, what about a tinnik shenishba? I don't know. I didn't find anywhere that talks if this din mummer includes a tinnik lenishba. I did find regarding a mummer l'teyavayin. What? If the male is a tinnik shenishba, that's what I mean. If the male is a mummer, was saying mechaber amal pasul. From the Gemara, Smash, it's Kasha, the Grog, the Kiveger, the Archa Shulchan, the Maisa's Machshir, if you could see that he did it right. The Shaila is, what about a Mumra L'Teyavim? Someone who believes in the Rabbi Shalom, but he has Taiva, he's not, he doesn't practice Yiddishkeit, he works on Shabbos, Mumra Shabbos, but not because he doesn't believe, just because he's hungry for the money. So, what?
He's not a
mumla b'smila. Yeah, but a mumla chater is also included. It's like a mumla b'smila. But the teyavay. So here, Taz Aleph says, I think the Taz is being machmir. Taz Aleph, or what did it say? Or Yisrael shemesulach machmasmila, pirish, v'ukatan shi'yef shaloy li'es nimo. When we say oral is allowed to do b'smila, if he's a cut, avalim efshaloi liyes nimol. We said that amisuach machas milo, when they get older, they're supposed to be gemalit. Im efshaloi liyes nimol ashav. Avalim shebekatnus lelo yoye efshar. Vadei ein loy lomol acherim. So he was a child, they didn't do bris milo. Amisuach machas milo. He got older. Im efshaloi liyes nimol ashav. So he says that he's possible. So what does it mean? That he's puzzled. Now it could be he's a mumla hachis. Doesn't sound like it. No, it sounds like he didn't have a bris as a child. And
could be like we're in the tent,
no, so look in the Kudus HaKesed before you comment. There's a star, there's an asterisk with a parenthesis. There's the Kudus HaKesed, the first one. Pirish Rukad. B'chimam dachet yishloim ademayri shegam ashav shehu gadol misyarei shemi yamus keachav. Shulchan Aruch says, mezav mamas nila, do a bris when you get older. But he's afraid. So maybe, what's the Kudus HaKesed say? If you have such a person that's afraid Shema Yamos, so such a person is kosher for Bris Mila, to be a male. Or Shemesu Achbach Bris Mila, Ramo is matrik, it's a cut. No, it could be as a godl. Mesu Achbach Bris Mila. Aye, a godl is mechuyev to do bris mila. We said as a cut, and if they die, that cut. When you get old, you have to do bris. He's a misyare. Misyare means a mumla teyavay. It's not a child of from kite. He's afraid. The Shas says that when he's afraid, he's kosher. He's kosher to do a bris mila. Now, why didn't the Taz say it? Does the Taz argue when he holds mumla teyavay is possible? I don't know. But the Shas says that if he's misyare sheyamos, he's afraid that he's kosher to be a mayel. The same thing Rebbe Kiva Eger, Tech Devarov, in the long Rebbe Kiva Eger, in the sixth line, he has a havamina to say, Loimer da Taisus Mayri b'l'teyavayin. Right, we had a steer from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah against Taisus. Taisus was Mahashir, Shulchan Aruch Pasels. So he has a havamina to say a teretz. Taisus Mayri b'l'teyavayin. Teyavayin is kasha. Ramah Mayri b'shaloi l'teyavayin. B'zeloi k'mihili. So Taisus Einoi, gam Taisus Mayri shaloi l'teyavayin. You see, Rabbi Kivayge held Teyava in the Mumla Teyava is kosher to do Bris Mila. So it comes out at least that the Shach, which is Nukus HaKesef, and Rabbi Kivayge are Machshir a Mumla Teyava. So there aren't that many today. Today, most Mumrim in Western society look to justify their shitas, and they become a mumarim b'shita. But if you have someone who's a mumar l'teyavai, who believes in God, but he's machal Shabbos l'teyavai, it sounds like from the Kusei Kesef and the Rebbe Kiva Eger that he'd be kosher to do a bris. Again, it's not someone you're inviting to be the mayil. We're talking here typically about a Baal Tshuva who was already lachar ma'isa, and he wants to know if his bris is good. So if it's a mummer, it's a shayla. It's a shayla, the grod, and the Rebbe Kiva Eger, it's archian. But if it's a mummer l'teyavai, so certainly we have on who to rely. What? Yeah, done before 8 days, we're going to have to do a toughest dam bris. Even though there are more held than that, most paiskim hold you have to. Somebody insists he doesn't want it, I wouldn't call him a mummer, he's relying on the Ramah. But if it's also a guy, a mummer, that makes it more difficult. Taz Gimel. Oh, okay, so I want to talk about Taz Gimel. Taz Gimel said, if there's no din of lishma like there are by tzitzis and shchita, etc. The Rabbi Yaakov Emdin has a tshuva on this in the Ivitz, and he says there is a gemara that says you need lishma. Another gemara says you don't need lishma, and he blives in a tzarachian. But there is no. Some said doesn't say anything. So it says I've had an old print, and what do you have? Tzarchleimah what? That's what it says by us. Let me see if it's time, Mila Lishma. He had another print, and he had.
Okay.
What? For health purposes today. Yeah, there's a tshuva of some seifa, it's Yeridei Chelek Aleph, I didn't write down the... Oh, no, it's Simen Aleph, I believe. Simen, I wrote Yeridei Aleph. I think it's Yeridei Simen Aleph. There's only one Chalik Yeridei in some cipher. He says that that a ger needs a mila l'shem yadus. But a yid doesn't need any l'shma. He calls it a ma'isa mitzvah ba'alma. Like every mitzvah tzrichas kavana. If you want to get schar for the mitzvah, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. It's machlekes in the Gemara. Mitzvichas kavano or not, the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim brings, quote, Yesha mitzvah tzrichas kavano, Yesha mitzvah ein tzrichas kavano, Chosha Machaber. Which the Bura says, by the Raises you have to be machmer, by the Rabbanas you have to be machmer. For the Maisa, it's not not ma'akiv in the mitzvah for the Bris Mila.
And,
Because Shecht is a labar zvicha, so it's not kosher. Himo yimol, that's what the Gemara says. A guy is possible because himo yimol, or because of a guy is possible. The question is, why you don't need to do a toughest dam bris? When are you going to get a toughest dam bris? Some type of lishma? So he says there's no such
thing. Would be possible? I'll slow this one because you don't
need lishma. If you possible, it's not fire. You're right. I don't know what the Ramah is eating in Halacha Lemaisa.
He holds
it. What? That somebody's mitzvah. Once he's mimol, you have the fact. That's why you don't get toughest numbers. Shagzai said that the Shagzai said we do a mila teich 8 days, so you don't need anything more. Not because it's a mila, but because it's not a bar mila. It's hard to say that when the Mechaber says that Avir Kavim is possible. It's not the word, it's a Mila. The word is there's nothing to fix. To go now and do something Lishma, you're not fixing anything. I'm not sure. Maybe you're right. I don't know. If you look in the Pesachei Tshuva test, he tells you to look in the Shagas Aryeh. So it could be that the Shagas Aryeh brings this as well. I don't know.
So Lamaisa, someone comes today and he has conservative background, he has a bris.
We try to trace it down, we go to the parents. The problem is the parents are always very defensive about it. It's always very, very hard to get them, you know, so you have to try to get them a Masiach Lefitumai. But
let's say he had a bris on the 8th day and
this happens and people are Isaac and then
30 years ago.
Yeah.
The guy's gone.
If you have a Suffolk mummer, Suffolk Mumer, he can be Mekel, because remember that the Amekilim, Taisis is Mekel on a Mumer, and the Gra brings it, and the Rikiv Eger, and Archa Shulchan. So you can be Simech, if it's a Suffolk Mumer, if it's a Mumer, you certainly could be Simech. Suffolk Mumer, and it was less than 8 days, there's very little to rely on. It was 8 days. Yeah.
Was there ever a time where the Moilim weren't
it seems that in the early part of this century, in the early part of this century, there were Yidna were from there in Europe and came across, and they stopped being Shabbos Shabbos, but they had these things. What?
Yeah.
They wrote Sefer Torah.
Yeah,
that's a problem because you can never catch it on the Sefer Torah. All right. Okay. At any rate, let's go on with the Ramah. Ramon now turns to a different topic. Okay, we're in the Ramah where the Gra Yud is 6 lines at the bottom. Tinuk shutzruchu l'mayaloi teiches mnei asarkana. A child who had to have a bris mila within 8 days because of some sort of sarkana. Ein chiluk ben Yisrael avi kechavim dechol teiches loy mikri mila. It's not called a mila. Mil. Im nisharu tzitzim ha-ma'ak. There's no dafka. If you have to remove the arla, let's see, the arla is infected. Right. They have to remove it. So teiches, doesn't matter who removes it, a guy or a yid, it's all the same. However, if nisharu tzitzim ha-ma'ak v'namila, if it remained what we call tzitzim ha-ma'ak, we'll have that later, that means part of the arla that's roiv gaivai shel atara is still there. A shemov aloi para, but the amila without a priya, yigmi yisrael amila l'ches, oilach sheyisrape, then you could still do the mitzvah of amila. The Yeshla Adam. Here we turn to a totally new topic. Yeshla Adam Lazo Ulahader Achamoyel Ubalbris Hayesetai Vitzadik. A person should be Mahader to get both the Moyel, Balbris is the Sandik, Hayesetai Vitzadik. Somebody should try to get a proper person for a Moyel and a Balbris. And listen to what he says. Im Nosnoi Le'echad, if you already promised it to someone, I don't mean promised Lashon Shvuah. I mean, you already told somebody, Osir, Lazabai. You're not allowed to change your mind. You told someone, I want you to be Mayel. Told someone, I want you to be Sandik. Osir, Lazabai. You can't take it away from him and give it to someone else. You hear this? Look at the Tazhei. Mishum Sheris Yisrael Le'yasu Abelov. Le'idabru Chazav. Umutu L'Kwaisi Rasha. Can't cause a base Yosef. Miu. The Ramah says, Chazar Bai. Have a chazara. What does that mean? If you did it already, it's done. What does that mean? If they come and ask a shayla, they said, I asked 1 mile. I already told the second mile. Told the first mile, forget it. So now, you can go with the second mile. Have a chazara.
Doesn't the first mile have to be mile?
We'll see in a minute. We have to see the reason for this. I'll tell you, I know one other place. In Simin Shin Hei, by Pidyon HaBen, so the same thing about a Kayin. If you tell a Kayin, you shouldn't back off from telling the Kayin.
I heard of the case of where you called 1 mile down, and you talked about the baby being yellow and that. So some way go ahead with the...
Yeah, that's Taka true, where he's pointing out. Sometimes you have a male that refuses to do the bris because his Kabbalah is that if the baby is yellow at a certain level, he's not willing to do the bris. So the Mayel's Kabbalah is not binding on the parents. The parents ask their Rav, and the Rav says, do a bris. So then you're right. Then you can get a different Mayel. That Mayel is not willing. He's the one backing out, not me. What? Well, you have to know which shita you follow. And there are different shitas in Klal Yisrael as to the level of yellowness. See them very machmer, as I told you before. And Ve'imayel b'zeh Kabbalah's Kinyin. A Kabbalah's Kinyin doesn't work. This is already a Chesham Mishpat thing called Kinyin Devarim Ba'alma. See, Shach Zayin, Kinyin Devarim Ba'alma. Kinyin Devarim means if you do a Kinyin to do something, then it's not a binding Kinyin. You do a Kinyin to, to do something, you're not talking about something financial. So then that's not a binding Kinyin. Avalam Nishba'alai, if you swore, Kaifin Oseh Shiyakayim. In some cases, you can be matanad. If you're nishba al das acherim, you need their rishus.
It's still lo yachel,
then. What?
It's still lo yachel.
Lo yachel is only on shvuas.
Lo yachel is only on shvuas.
But the words themselves are Like you say, Sheris Yisrael Yasu Avla, that's why it's us.
Now,
and the first mile, I did a couple of Kenyan to make him a mile. Now I changed my mile, I gave it to someone else. So have a Chazara. The first one says he did a Kenyan. So the Torah says Kenyan Devar Balmu. Kibbutz is only a Kenyan Devar. Balbris is Sandik. But there you recall Balbris Sandik. Now look at the Taz on the second side. I read the first side already. Nirali, the Taz has a chiddush and we'll explain it. Nirali, imubinishin is dam loy achakach mayel shu ayavai, a tzaddik. Let's say you mechabed 1 mile, and later you find out that this tzaddik is coming to town. Let's say somebody's out of town. He doesn't have a Gedolei Yisrael to choose, and suddenly he hears I don't know, Rabbi Aaron Leib is coming to America. You know, so he wants to change to get him. Either one. It's an ansadi. We understand that had he been there, really, he would have given it to him. Ein kamishum diber kozav. Umut alazavai. He's allowed to change his mind. Umukobakim nishvalisha. So he knows as far as the leisha atiru leishvua. You had to vadi mahani. So he's saying, the Taz is saying that you could be chayzer as an ansadi. That's the way you would have done it. And here, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva on this. And he basically says that this is a chesha mishpatin. The dinam of giving someone sandakas and changing your mind is the same as saying, I'll purchase things in your store and changing your mind. It goes through with the same dinam. So if you follow along, the Chassam Sofer is brought in Pischei Tshuva Yud Aleph. And basically, you could start from the second side. On the first side, it says, and now on this side, Lias Mayum. Come talk like Kapayose, did a handshake. Labayazabai. Kiyabishakhish Pagitina Mitzvah Lechevra Sandik. What do you have? Shepagitina Mitzvah? What do you have? What? Where's the word Sandik? Pen, Yitain. Yeah. Chevras on the cause. There was some chevras on the cause. I don't know. Vishamayel udabari chukvakin. And now this mayel traveled. Nasabibakaibai. Ubabi yabamila. Lebesaknesis. Lekibitzvasai. Omna balabris. So, in such a case, where a person traveled to go, say, that was the shayla, that was the est of the chsem cipher. Omna balabris. Eide deba bebrisai. Ashakarsa sabayel. Nice lashon. The Baal HaBris, in this case the father, is not trustworthy. He told the Mayel, Chazabai, Beini, Beini. He changed his mind. The Dasa Mitzvah, Lechevra Hanau. The Mayel is at Tzavach, Ki Kruchya. The Mayel is screaming like a, what's a Kruchya, chicken? A rooster. Amitzvasai, Bitchachasai, Ubaishtai. He says, the Tircha, imagine, he walks in with his bag, and they tell him goodbye. The Kofa Tzecha Me'amayru, Pasak, Shiatiru, someone said, let's do our Torah Sedarim on the handshake. Some Sefer says, Hamayra hazeh loy toiv hara. Ki ataz loy kosav el imotza bein kach mayala toivi benu. When does the Taz say on Ansadi works? If there was a chiddush afterwards. As Mechaber Mayal won. And then a chiddush came up. Oh, Rabbi Levi is coming to town. Somebody's coming, a better Mayal. Originally, he didn't think of it. But Tam Hoshit, the Kaimalon, betrayed Tari, less by Mishum Chusri Amuna. By Trey Tari, there's no Chusri Amuna. What does that mean? So that's a sugya in Bav Mitzia, that there's a dinner of Chusri Amuna. What's Chusri Amuna? People confuse Chusri Amuna with Mishapara. If you tell somebody you're going to buy from him, if you do a Kenyan, it's a Kenyan. Let's say I say I want to buy a Tatalim from you. I buy a computer from you, and I give you cash. So Kesef is not kind of by Metaltalim. I'm allowed to back out. You got to give me my money back. That's a Mishapara. It's a curse on someone who does that. Let's say I didn't give you cash. I just said, I'm going to buy the computer from you. That's called Mechusri Amuna. I'm allowed to back out. I can change my mind. People are allowed to change their minds. But you're called Mechusri Amuna. You lack. You're not a person who's honest. You're a dishonest person. You're Mechusri Amuna. However, betray tare, it's mutter. That means to say, I said, I'll buy a computer from you. Today, the computer costs $800. Then it was the shtana hashar. Tare is lash shar. If the shar changed, if there was a much lower price, how much is much lower is always the subject of arguments, but a much lower price, trey tare, there's no problem with chasri emunah. You're allowed to back out. This comes up a lot with homes. People are selling a house, and they commit verbally to someone, and someone comes with a totally new price, you know, and then karka, there's no einah, because there's if somebody wants it, they'll pay a lot more. So that's called trey tare. If the price is, if it's an $800,000 house, and he gives you $10,000 more, now $10,000 is a lot of money. But for $800,000, going up 10 is not two tare, it's not two shars, it's not two, it's just two prices. It's not, shar means it's two, it's a jump to a different bracket of price. So trey tare is mutar. So he says that when the taz means to say, I tell someone he could be my mayel, why can't I back out? It's chasar mechasri amuna. It's no different than if I tell him I'll do business with him. It's chasar mechasri amuna. It's chasar mechasri amuna, trey tare is mutar. So now afterwards I find out, my Rebbe is coming to town, my God Lador is coming to town. So that's trey tare. So you're allowed to back out, it's a chesha mishmat it did, says chasam sefer. But in his story, says the Chassam Sefer, he originally knew he has both options. He knew there's this cumbersome cause in town, and he knew that there's this mayel. He knew it originally. Nothing changed. And he invited that mayel. So he says, since nothing changed, so he's not allowed to back out. So we get from this Chassam Sefer an insight into the Ramah. When the Ramah says, Yibachabit a sandik or a mayel, so if you can't back out, it's a mechusri amuna tikkadin. It's a chashmishma tikkadin. That you can't back out. It's not unique to sandikos to sandikos or to mayo. Of course, it means it's significant enough to matter. Is it any kibun? It's not mistaver that ordinary kibunim should go into the same category. Until what point, I don't know. But so I don't know. Besides, the condition is really it's a job. You know, it's a kibbutz. It's a job. A job to the second. What? So we're gonna have that shortly. Kira and Rabbi Kiva Hager, I think. So what?
Right. Yeah. Right.
What issues?
Not
good for that. Oh, so Sefer does write in the tshuva that if his mitzi hitzoyis, if he spent money to travel, that you have to reimburse him. It's a garmi. Because since you told him to come, that's the din of the garmi. One of the examples of din of the garmi is if you order things, you call up, or you go on the internet, and you order something from a company. You say, so it should be merchandise. It's no kinyan. You want it back out. They shipped it to you. You say, I don't want it. Not because it's defective. It's just saying, I don't want it. So that's din of the garmi. The shipping costs, you have to pay back. It's din of the garmi. The same thing with the mayel traveled, the expenses that he had in the coming, in the traveling is also that way. Yeah.
A busy mayel, if he has to travel, he gives up doing the mila in his hometown. You have to reimburse him for that.
Yeah, then that's also it's a reshon of gimel. Indeed, a payalim. If you hire a payal, and he gives up a different job for that. That's garmi as well. Yeah, that's you have to reimburse him.
You're not supposed to pay him more. You're not supposed to charge. So have you paid him for the money?
His traveling cost. We're talking today about
job. No.
Oh, you mean he could have had another job.
Another job.
But yeah, but he knows it's somebody who pays. What? Take away your mitzvah. You mishpei zuvim. The Zehuv go to the father. It says by a shayel, there's no. It's example. The Asar Zehuvim, it says by a mayel. That's where that shach is in Reish Pei Beis. The mayel doesn't get money, doesn't it? The father gets. If the father's going to do a bris, someone steals, he gets the Asar Zehuvim. If the mayel's going to do it, then the chiddush is the father doesn't get his Zehuvim. The mayel certainly doesn't.
Isn't it the bracha? Isn't it the bracha that they got the Asar Zehuvim for?
No, it's where the bracha is a mitzvah by benching.
The
I want to read to you the Lashon of Rabbi Yaakov Emden regarding choosing a sandik. And I actually saw this quoted. The Michsalaza was a male and wrote a sefer called Oish Shalom. It's the page Reish. Well, it's Reish Ayin Beis, but they didn't want to write Reish Ayin Beis, so they call it page Reish Beis Aleph. Reish Beis Ayin. Yaakov Emden says about Sandikos, Lo Yikach Adam Sandik Umayel Ba'avas Adam Oy Bishvil Tayelis. You shouldn't choose a Sandik Umayel because you like him or because of some other side benefit. Im Einam Ruyim, if they're not appropriate. Ki Takonas Hanar Toli Bekavonas Hametaplim Imay. Says that the Takonas Hanar is somehow connected to the Kavana of those who are metapel with the child. I found also the Lashon of the Levush. Yesh lo Adam lahader v'lazer achamayil u'bal bris ha-yesetei v'tzadik. Sheyechavnu b'yal... I wrote b'yal duse, probably b'yal day. Kavana toiva u'ma'ula. Sheyigraim shegam ha-yeled yiyah kamaysam. Such a Lashon that sandik and amayil affect the child in some way. This is all for lechatchilas. It doesn't. You're not guaranteed Gan Eden because you had, Chan Kinesi was a mayo, it was your sandik and mayo. But they make apparently the levush is a pesach. I'm not talking now from Bali Kabbalah and these things. The levush is one of the gedalei pesach and kadmainim. And what? Sometimes Avraham Palm used to say that when people, he said once that when people give a name based on shalom bayis, they always have nachas. That's what he said. People give a name to avoid fights, they always have nachas, that's what he said. So, okay. If you're lucky enough to have a family that has fights, you have the segula. Okay, anyway, so this is... the Ramah finishes, Im nosne le'echav alayhoya bi'ir, va'ava yasav v'shal yisham bizman amila. They fought that he won't be there in time for the Mila. V'sholach achar achir. They sent some for someone else. Takapo harishin. Yemelen harishin. Devade lechazim in harishin. If they thought the first person is not coming, or the mid, it's time for the bris. He didn't show up. You wait a half an hour. He didn't show up. You go call someone else. And then the first one shows up. So he can do the Mila. Isha eini achay liten la'achar lomol. Eini shaycha v'mitzis lomol espanah. The kiba belongs to the father, not to the mother. Because we had already earlier that the mitzvah of Mila is a mitzvah of Aval HaBen and not a mitzvah of the others. Now what about if you had a mayel for one bris, you're supposed to use them for the next bris. So that's a Rabbi Kiva Eger, the other side, the bottom line. Because Yal Shoshoyim above a kama kosev imrogo kvar liten lay mitzvah, v'gam nod aloy liten. If he already gave the mitzvah, he's rogel, he had other children. Mekuli alma in yochel lazar, you can't be chayzer. To have a kamei astimta. Ella in kain nodar loy kaidim shenoy let avlad. Kaidim shenoy let avlad, so it doesn't count. But if you were rogil to give someone, I think this is the source where people say not to change my elim. What? I'm sorry. What? The gam nodar loy liten loy. You're right. He's saying both.
If you told him and you used him, then it's very stronger than.
Okay, so I don't know what. Yeah, you like silver gam nodar. You're right. It's taka very strange. I think this is the only source that I remember finding that it's to give a mayel. I had the shaila. I Baruch Hashem had seven boys. We did seven brisim, and we used the Skver mayel. He's expert mayel. He did Rav Kohn from Skver, excellent mayel. And you know, my first child was born. My Shver has connections to Skver. I let him choose it, especially I figured he'd pay already, you know. So my first couple of children, he was the mayel. So something I didn't like was that he had to travel from Skver. So he generally did the bris before he went to Davin. So he should like a din. Why is he went before Davin? Bothered me more is that he came in early but went to the mikvah, because he doesn't do a bris without going to the mikvah first. So Michael the mikvah and Davin. Better just put on tefillin and Davin until after Shemayna Esrei and do it. He said, you know, I'm not going to change him. You know, he does it his way. You know? So I really prefer to switch. Why should I get a good mile who davens first, like he's supposed to do? So I asked Rav Palm, and Rav Palm said he's an Erlich Yid. Machsidim, that's their priorities, and you know, he told me not to change. So I didn't change.
Isn't it also Chafzeh Shemaim? Chafzeh Shemaim could come before Tfilah.
Yeah, that's true, but Todim Shein Todish still should be davening first. Doesn't affect. I just like the mitzvah should be done. What? For him it's Todim. He could do 3% a day. I hear it. Okay. Maybe you're right. If he does more than 365% of the year, so yeah, that's very good. Okay, see, Malamit's close on you. They never say in Skvara, yeah. They have a bris every day. And there's only one base medrash. Yeah, they're right. The whole kila is potter. All right, so my point I wanted to make is that Rav Palm was makbir on this idea of if you gave a mayo, so you should stick with the... you give a mile, you should stick with the same mile. And you talk about it, because Kidega sticks in the nether. Not sure why he sticks in making a nether. Okay, Sif Bey is with what you do the mila. But Kel Molin, you can do mila with any sharp instrument. I feel it sore, even a sharp rock, or with a sharp piece of glass. Or anything that cuts. Chutz may be krimi shalkana, except a reed that's sharp. It's not safe for the child to do bris mila with something that like a kana. Not a broken piece of glass, a sharpened piece of glass. Umitzvah min amufcher. Lomo bevarzel. The mitzvah min amufcher is to use metal. They besakin, they misvarayim. But no go lomo besakin. I looked everywhere. I couldn't find anybody that explains why they don't use a scissor for a bris mila. I don't know, maybe it's a practical thing that I'm not familiar with. I've been at bris, and the mile does the bris, and afterwards he checks on the baby, and he missed a little bit, he takes out a scissor, and he cuts off a little more. I don't know why they don't do it. Maybe it's just easier. I'm just not a mile. But the Shulchan Aruch says, bein besak and bein besparayim.
Isn't really effectively a scissor? That's effectively.
It's not really, because you're not cutting against it. Okay, could be. Could be it's a scissor cut, okay.
It's a cleaner cut with a blade.
It's a cleaner cut with a blade. The scissor catches it. Compresses it. Alright, so it's a practical reason, okay. So now we do metal. Why do we do metal? There are two reasons. One reason is it's just better, as the Shach brings, that it's just better. There's an agadah to reason. That's born in the Prisha. The Prisha, you know, is the Mefarsh on the Torah. So he brings a Medrash that at the time that David killed Goliath, he shot a stone at Goliath who was wearing a metal helmet. So the Medrash says that the stone told the metal, get out of my way, you have to kill him. The metal said, I'm getting out of your way, you know, metal is harder than stone. So the stone said, you know what, I'll give you over bris mila and get out of my way. So they cut a deal, so to speak, and the metal got out of the way, and a bang. And from then on, Batikra Tzipayr Tzar. Tzipayr used the stone, but we use metal. That's the lashon of the Medrash. Mr. Malio has a nice machshava on this idea, but that's the tam that's brought in the Medrash that we use metal. Although really anything is kosher. Nafkamina, of course, between the two reasons is if today they had a different implement that was better. You say the Shah says metal instead of stones is better. So you have something else that's better, you can use something else. So I talk about a laser, Mr. Shem. But at any rate, that's the idea. There's also a custom that the Mayel's knife is sharp on both sides, as opposed to, let's say, a second shoshchita, or any most knives in your house only sharp on one side. The custom is you look at the Mayel's knife, you'll see it's sharp on both ends. It's a takana that in case he cuts with the wrong end, it'll damage a child. So it's a takana that a mayel's knife is sharp on both sides. So this is the idea. The issue of doing a laser bris mila, I guess we'll leave for the first thing next week.